Ivo Laurin is the director of Outbreak, the Czech Republic's only word-of-mouth marketing agency. Instead of what's called above-the-line or ATL advertising, meaning traditional methods such as billboards and TV commercials, Mr. Laurin aims to engage the consumer in conversations about the product that is at the center of his campaign. And with some success. Word of mouth is sometimes referred to as WOM, and last year Outbreak received a Bronze WOMmy, an American award honoring great work in this cutting-edge form of advertising. I talked to Ivo Laurin about what word of mouth entails, how it differs from conventional advertising, and what first piqued his interest in the industry.
15 years ago, I saw a TV ad filmed by Mr. Svěrák, the young Czech director at that time, and it was a Saab commercial. It was beautiful, and I was in a university, my first year in university, and I was like, I have to do this, I have to try, and I sent 3 resumes to 3 advertising agencies in Prague, and one of them answered, and I was in.
And from then, you have founded your own word-of-mouth advertising or marketing agency. I think a lot of our listeners may not know what exactly word-of-mouth marketing is. Maybe you could explain what it is.
Well, word-of-mouth is nothing new. It's not a buzzword of the moment. It's simply when someone is happy with a service or a product, he usually suggests his friends or co-workers to try that service or product as well because he or she was happy. What is word-of-mouth marketing? It's basically tools and activities that drive people to word-of-mouth more frequently, more heavily, towards more people.
And would you say that word-of-mouth is something that happens mostly online or has been boosted by the internet where customers can review things and products? Or do you think it's also very much present in the offline realm?
Well, certainly social media and internet will be playing an increasing role in word-of-mouth spreading. But at this moment, and it is the same in, for example, United States as in Czech Republic, the word-of-mouth is most usually spread within offline world. I guess it's something like 80% of all the WOM conversations are happening offline.
And in terms of the Czech Republic comparing to larger markets such as, I don't know, the United States, Germany, are there any Czech-specific differences? Is there anything about the market that you have to keep in mind?
Well, we were quite surprised. Something like 3 years ago, we ran a study that was supposed to reveal how word-of-mouth works in Czech Republic. And we saw, to our surprise, quite a lot of similarities in comparison with the United States market. So, for example, the number I already mentioned, 80% of WOM is happening offline. We were quite surprised to see that the majority of word-of-mouth conversations are positive, and that the number of positive word-of-mouth conversations is quite similar to United States market, for example. So there is quite a lot of similarities, and I guess it's because the word-of-mouth is quite a universal phenomenon. It's not too much driven by culture or other environmental attributes.
And in which way, if I'm a client, what can word-of-mouth advertising or marketing do for me that conventional advertising might not be able to deliver?
Well, it's all about the level of engagement that you can get from a ATL campaign or versus the word-of-mouth marketing campaign or word-of-mouth spreading, right? In the ATL, most of the times, the top level of engagement you can get is the time that the audience spends with your message on TV or when passing a billboard or something like that. Whereas in the word-of-mouth marketing or word-of-mouth, you benefit from conversations that spread from someone to someone else and then to other people, where the level of engagement usually lasts longer. The average word-of-mouth conversation lasts 6 minutes, And again, it's quite similar for United States and Czech Republic. And the number of generations that the message gets to through the talking between people is definitely larger than in the case of ATL campaigns.
And maybe to take a specific example, I've read about your Basel campaign and it being quite successful. Can you just tell me a little bit about that?
Basel was a beautiful case of a client who was brave enough to invest a great part of his yearly budget into a pretty huge word of mouth marketing project that lasted a couple of months. And actually, we decided to launch a new beer, new football beer, because the brand is sponsoring one of the biggest football club brands in the Czech Republic, Baník Ostrava. But they usually used traditional channels to build on that sponsorship. What we suggested to do was to launch a new football beer for all the lovers of this football club and for all the beer drinkers in the region of Ostrava, but not actually create the beer behind the walls of the brewery, but offer everybody in the region a chance to join in a co-creation of the new football beer. And the project was divided into several waves. In the first one, people could taste two beer samples and decide which is the better for a football beer. And in the next rounds, they suggested a name, then they voted for the top scoring names. They chose one of the names, which was Ostravar Basel, which is based on the place where their stadium is located in Ostrava. A couple of the fans were actually shot. And they are now on the labels of the beer bottles. So we had a pretty successful campaign, which resulted in really thousands and thousands of people who were directly involved in the co-creation, and as well the sales results were great, and they were so great that client, after a few months, decided to actually keep this beer in their portfolio, even though in the beginning the creation of this beer was really just a marketing project, and the beer was not supposed to live too long.
And lastly, in terms of, I don't know, ethics in this business, things that you have to watch out for, what are some of the ethical concerns you have to be aware of?
Well, I think the number one rule is to always be transparent, to always state what it is for, or what brand stands behind a project. We've seen in Czech Republic a couple of cases where agencies hired students to, for example, comment in internet forums and internet chats as if they were a regular consumer. But they were not. They were actually briefed by an agency, and this is something totally unacceptable. This is something that became illegal in United Kingdom, for example, in the past year, and it's something that we, of course, do not do.